A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. When I was growing up across the river, we lived not far from the port of Baton Rouge. In those days, men young and old could go down to the port and get hired on a daily or hourly basis to unload ships if extra help was needed once all the stevedores who belonged to the union had already been hired. My older brother was big and strong, and starting when he was about 16 years old, he used to make good money on weekends and during the summer by going to the port early in the morning and waiting to be hired. Sometimes he was lucky and got hired right away. Other days he just waited and hoped to be hired later on in the day. It was dirty, dangerous, and backbreaking labor. But the money was good, and at the end of the day you got paid according to the number of hours you worked. I bring up this memory today in view of the gospel parable which Jesus tells about the workers in the vineyard, all of whom received the same daily wage, no matter how many hours they worked, even if they were hired late in the day. If you'd been foreman at the unloading dock down at the port, and you decided to put the principles of today's gospel parable into effect by paying all your workers the same wage, no matter the number of hours they worked, you would quickly have a riot on your hands. After all, that's not the way the free market works. It goes against the most elementary laws of capitalism, the law of supply and demand. But it does go to show, doesn't it, just how different our economy of goods and services is from God's economy of grace. Or as the Lord himself puts it in our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." And we have only too many examples in the gospel of just how differently God sees things than we do. How differently from us the Lord acts in dispensing his blessings and rewards. For example, remember the story Jesus once told about the Pharisee and the tax collector, each of whom went to the temple to pray. The first man, the Pharisee, was a law-abiding citizen. He stood at the front of the temple and boasted to God about how just and deserving he was, that he was faithful to his wife, that he donated a tenth of his income to the church, that he fasted twice a week. He even told the Lord how glad he was not to be like that tax collector he had seen standing at the rear of the temple. Indeed, the tax collector was a study in contrast. In those days, tax collectors worked for the Romans, and they made a living by collecting exorbitant taxes from their fellow Jews, then skimming a portion of the money off the top before handing the rest of the funds over to Rome. Their very occupation meant that they were ritually unclean, that they routinely broke the law of Moses. And yet, when this man went to the temple to pray, he repented of his sin, and he promised to make things right. He stood in the back of the church, daring not even to raise his eyes to heaven, and he begged God for mercy. And Jesus says it was this man, the tax collector, who went home justified in God's sight that day, while the Pharisee left the temple only having succeeded in provoking God's wrath because of his self-righteous pride. Again, there was the sinful woman who bathed Jesus' feet with her tears and then dried them with her hair. That gospel story is depicted, by the way, in the mural above the front confessional on the east side of our church. When the sinful woman entered the home of Simon the Pharisee, she came as an uninvited guest. Simon himself was a well-respected man who had invited Jesus to his home to dine with a number of his friends, also Pharisees, because they wanted to check Jesus out. They'd heard a lot about this teacher from Galilee and wanted to see for themselves who he was. But the prostitute had heard about Jesus too. And when she came in from the streets and began to wash Jesus' feet with her tears, Simon and his friends concluded that Jesus could not be a prophet. Otherwise, he wouldn't have let a woman like this touch him. And yet again, the gospel says she was the one who went home forgiven that day while Simon's sins were held against him. Our Lord also told a parable about two sons. One was a prodigal who squandered his father's wealth on fast living and loose women. The other son was a hard-working young man who had never given his dad a day's trouble. But when the prodigal came home and begged forgiveness, the father killed the fatted calf for him. And when the dutiful son complained to his father about this generosity towards his brother, his father reproved him for his hardness of heart, for refusing to forgive his brother and rejoice. And finally, two men died with Jesus on Calvary. One of them died cursing God. He died mocking Jesus during the final moments of his life. The other man accepted the harsh consequence of his sinful life, and he put his faith in the mercy of God. With his final breath, he repented and he cried out, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And our Lord made a promise to him, "This day you will be with me in paradise." As Bishop Sheen says, this man was a thief to the last, because in the final moments of his life, he literally stole heaven. The one thing that the tax collector in the temple, the sinful woman who washed Jesus' feet with her tears and then dried them with her hair. The prodigal son and the good thief all shared in common with the workers who had received a whole day's wage after laboring for just 1 hour in the vineyard was a humble awareness that the mercy of God, which they had received, was a pure gift, an undeserved grace, not something they could ever merit or earn, but a totally free gift from God who is love. And it was that humble awareness that transformed their hearts. Today, my friends, we are going to celebrate the first communion of a number of children who are in the third grade now and who were unable to make their first Holy Communion in April at the scheduled time because Mass was not being celebrated in public back then. And so while they are a bit late in being called to receive this sacrament, no matter, they will receive the same Christ, the same blessing from God. You know, it strikes me that the children who will receive our Lord Jesus for the very first time at today's Mass are a true sign to us of how good God is. Some of us here have been living and laboring in the Lord's vineyard for a long time now. I made my first communion 60 years ago. We have parishioners here today who received our Lord in Holy Communion the first time 70, even 80 years ago. And yet those of us who are older, who are called earlier in the day, so to speak, are by no means more worthy of God's gift than these young children who are being called today to receive the bread of life. Indeed, in their innocence and their youth, they remind us that none of us is worthy of so great a gift. For Jesus gives us not silver or gold, not a paycheck, nor an hourly wage. No, he gives us a share in his own divine life. He gives himself body and blood, soul and divinity. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, I trust in you.